Grab your cup and settle in. It's time for Coffee Talk with Tez. Filled to the brim with stories, guests, and information that affects us all right here at home. Have a question for one of our guests? Email Tez at WPKYonline@gmail.com. Now, let's go live to the WPKY studios and see who dropped by this morning.
Oh, wait till you see. We're going to talk to... Well, I'm going to make it a surprise. We're going to talk about something that's kind of a hot topic around here. But first, we got to do our Pledge of Allegiance. And, of course, that is done by our kiddos. And we're awfully proud of them for that, by the way. Of course, if you'd like your child to do it, all you have to do is email us, WPKYonline@gmail.com. And, we'll let your kid kick us off on Coffee Talk. But here we go. Get on your feet.
And hurry back. We'll find out who else decided to drop by next.
Hey, good morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
On Coffee Talk on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
We're going to need more trophy space of our own. The winner of the 2021 Kentucky Broadcasters Association Best Digital Product Award is the place you have come to expect to provide you with the best coverage of your team and your players. YourSportsEdge.com.
We're back.
Good morning.
Let's see who else decided to drop by and talk to Tess this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Join the conversation on Coffee Talk on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
All right, here we go. As promised, I have got Mr. Adam Cruzin with us this morning. How are you?
All right, Tess, how about yourself?
I'm good. Although it's getting hot this week.
Yes, it is.
Now, Jones Keeney, I ended up contacting him the other day out of the blue. I'm sure he thinks I'm nuts. But I was like, hey, aren't you the guy that knows the people? And so, yeah, this is our Jones Keeney. So explain what you do with Jones Keeney.
All right. I am the president of the Caldwell County Sportsman's Club, which we have been out there managing the range with cooperation of Fish and Wildlife.
Now, we aren't talking about the gun range,
yes,
by the way.
Gun range on 62 between Dawson and Princeton. We've been managing it with cooperation of them for going on 54 years now. We basically maintain it. You know, we provide some shooting opportunities for other people out there, have 4-H.
Well, and this is one of the things that I know it got really confusing really quick. And we had this, I don't know if you've heard or not, but we had this tornado that went through in December. I mean, it changed the face of a lot of different areas. And I think the other day I was looking where they posted a thing about the scar.
Yeah, the scar of it, yes.
Well, guess what? That scar, if you will follow that line, goes right through the berm over at Jones Keeney. So what did that mean for Jones Keeney when the tornado went through?
When it went through, it tore all the trees out between our last berm, and there's a county road behind there. That goes to a cemetery, Hunter Cemetery, and there's two trailheads back there. One goes to Hunter's Bluff, one goes to the waterfall or hole in the wall. So,
now let's explain that. I want to make sure that we do it in a way that even people that don't understand can understand. So when we talk about a berm,
A berm is a backstop.
Okay.
For our bullets.
Now, when you talk about trailheads, this is a very popular, and hopefully, now this is the goal, is to make it even more popular.
Yes.
Is our Jones Keeney recreational area, which, by the way, is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes. They've actually added some more land. It started out, you know, pretty small. I don't know exactly remember right now how many acres, but I think now they're over 2,100 acres out there. I do know it was two doctors that set it up. This is the first WMA that was set up in Kentucky. And it has a lot of heritage back on that range, wildlife area, not just a range.
One of the most popular, as far as what everybody wants to see, that waterfall.
Yep, the waterfall.
That's one of the most, and that trailhead goes right behind the gun range.
Yeah, that's right. It is. And that's another thing. A couple of years ago also, I do know Fish and Wildlife, but the U.S. Forestry, they ended up putting a 400 by 400 pad up there because people do get hurt back there. Cause that way they land their choppers in to get people out. So, right. I mean, like I said, it's very used. And after this tornado, it's even got even more used because people wanting to see the gun range from up there.
Well, and if you're driving by, it can be deceptive because when you're driving by the gun range, now, don't get me wrong, you guys do an amazing job at keeping that up and keeping it manicured and making it look nice. But the front part of that, the part that people see from the road, it looks okay.
Yeah,
right?
It looks like it's undamaged. The day after the tornado, I went down there to check on some of our members. They live at the base of Hunter's Bluff. So, I mean, they were in direct contact too. And after I checked on them, I went to the gun range. Our road sign was knocked down. The Fish and Wildlife sign was knocked down. The tree that used to be by the burn barrel, the big cherry tree, it was knocked down. And we had one piece of tin blown up on the pavilion. All the other damage is downrange, where all of our backstop is. And I went in there, started cleaning it up. Pat Haas, which is the local biologist that's over it, he came down with a skid steer to help push the stuff out, and we made a comment, or he made a comment, this is an ideal place for a gun range. You know, we're down in this holler. It's, you know, Rock Ridge all the way around. I told him I was going to open it up on that Thursday. He came on a Monday. Tuesday, I went up Archery Club Road, which is the county road that runs behind there. And as I came down the hill, I thought, man, this kind of looks like the holler I've been working in. Go a little farther, and there's our pavilion, plain as day. And,
oh, my.
I mean, my heart sank because I knew exactly what that meant.
Yeah.
And I contacted our board of chairman of the board, and we all agreed that it's got to be shut down because it's a safety hazard. So I took pictures, sent it to Pat Haas, and then he ended up doing a line of sight from a satellite image, and then that tornado supposedly opened up 490 foot of that roadway.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I said, from the road you can't tell it.
Right.
But if you go on that county road and see it from up there, it makes you understand.
Well, and some folks may not understand that a lot of those trailheads, the cemetery, that sort of thing, is behind that.
That is right.
And when you think about that, how far away, how many yards, and a lot of that has to do with, too, we were talking about it the other day, as the crow flies versus I'm going to go down a little crookedy road for 10 miles. So how far is it from the gun range to the trailheads?
From our shooting position to the leading edge of that road is 700 yards.
Okay, now
that's very short distance.
I started to say, I want it now. Let's say a general hunting rifle, something that somebody would be shooting and wanting to practice with before they went hunting. How far does that bullet go?
The bullet can go miles. I think they say a high powered rifle, last time I remember reading outside of a box, it's been a while, is like 5 miles if it's shot at a 45-degree angle.
So certainly more than 700 yards.
Right. That
was my point to that.
That's the reason why we have berms and all that. And we thought with all the land behind there, we were, even if a round escaped, we were still protected. But now we're not.
Okay, so that gets us to this point. So I wanted to, and I know I'm asking you questions that you're going, oh, come on, everybody knows that. But really and truly, I said, this is my goal today, is I want everybody to understand why we can't and why we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that is dangerous.
It is.
You do
very
not,
dangerous.
There's not a sign-in sheet that people don't have to sign in to go back into those trailheads.
Nope.
You never know, and technically should always shoot or be, you know.
Know what's beyond your target.
Well, and you kind of need to just react like there is somebody there all the time because you never know when that's going to happen.
That's right. You know, since they've allowed us to, we'll get to a little more into this, but they start allowing us to, the club, have some functions out there, shotgun only and archery. When we're out there, you just see a car drive by, you know, at random times. You know, just thinking if it was a rifle or something, that's scary.
It's just not worth someone
else's
life.
No, it's not.
I mean, that is
something. All it takes is one round and then that's it.
Okay, so now if you're seeing, well, I seen some people shooting out there. Okay, even it doesn't even have to be a rifle. If you're talking about a 9mm,
a pistol will still make a round. It can make its way up there, and that's the reason why.
So now we're looking at, you know, short right now.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the 4-H that's out there. And might I add, too, this is a supervised shooting event.
It is.
And this is supervised by folks that have had training to be able to supervise.
Yeah, and what it is, the Fish and Wildlife, like I said, they've only allowing the club to hold events only. And the 4-H is actually coming under the club this year to be able to shoot out there.
Okay.
And they put the stipulation, there has to be a certified NRA range safety officer at all events. If there's not, they cannot have a shoot. And that's to protect, make sure nothing is going on that's not supposed to be going on.
Well, in that way, it's somebody that knows what they're doing.
That's right.
So, and so here's the thing, too. I know a lot of folks say, well, you know, I should be able, that's state ground, I should be able to stop and just shoot, and that's my right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is, I mean, that's not necessarily the case.
No, I mean, this is fish and wildlife property.
Okay.
And it's totally different from state property. There's no taxpayers' money goes into funding these WMAs. Your hunting and fishing license is where they get their money. And then there is a federal tax that hardly anybody ever knows about. When you buy anything hunting and fishing related, there's a 10% excise tax. It's called the Robertson-Pittman Act. It goes to help fund gun ranges, them buying more public ground type deal. And it's all and it's federal. And each state gets a percentage of that based on how many hunting and fishing licenses are sold. And unfortunately, that's in the decline.
Okay. So what? Okay. Now we've gotten where, you know, the kids can come out there, mm-hmm. but if it is supervised by a specific person, because there's only certain things that they can shoot out there.
That's
now,
right.
As
and
well.
That's right. They can only shoot shotgun, and it has to be basically birdshot. There can't be slugs or buckshot. And it's only archery,
okay.
Which, well, I guess we'll get into that a little bit later, too.
Well, but I said skeet, but
it's trap.
It's trap.
It is trap.
I called it skeet the other day, and that is not true.
Everybody that shoots clay targets, first thing that pops in their mind is skeet.
It's skeet. It's a slang thing.
Yeah. There's trap, there's skeet. And there's sporting clays is the biggest thing.
Well, and it's kind of like we were talking. I was laughing the other day. I said it's kind of like calling all soda Coke.
That's right.
It's like grab me a Coke. Well, wait a minute. That's a Pepsi.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it is. It's just a universal. Everybody just wants to call it.
And
skeet.
You know what? That's one thing with the kids and the 4-H coming out and doing mm-hmm. the shooting sports. They're being trained to do this properly too.
That's right. They are. That's one thing we're focused, because they just started up again. We don't care if they hit targets right now. We want them to be able to shoot safely.
Okay.
Then they'll come.
So what is the role of the club in Jones Keeney Gun Range? What is the role of the club? Because that's going to be the first thing somebody asks.
The role of the club is to help maintain that range, which we do get some funds from Fish and Wildlife. They pay for the mowing. And right now, we got them to pay for the porta-john that's out there. Everything else we pay for. We provide the labor. They're looking at doing for the rifle and pistol is what they call an overhead baffle system. It looks like headers staggered going down the range. It keeps people from shooting high, in other words, protects that road.
Right.
So no one can shoot up there. That's end up going to cost money, and that's why what we're waiting on is, you know, they have X amount of funds for something, and this is now a monkey wrench been thrown into the work. So now they got to figure out where these funds are coming from.
Well, and let's think about it for just a second. That you know, when the tornado went through and ripped out that mm-hmm. berm and ripped out the stop for a lot of that. Well, that was not something that, I mean, the Lord above had been working hard on those trees for many, 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 many,
that's
many
right.
years. So, I mean, it's not going to be something that's going to return tomorrow. Those trees are not going to just magically be there. So it's going to take some type of intervention,
that's right.
and that's what you're talking about with these baffles.
Yeah, the overhead baffle system. They'll end up probably working on the berms more. Like I said, it's
but that's not going to happen tomorrow.
No, it's not going to happen tomorrow, and they haven't really gave me a time frame.
Okay.
I just know government works slow.
Well, and you know what? You know, they're also focusing on getting people back in their houses.
That's
doing
true.
A lot of those kind of things.
That's
there's,
right.
There's a lot of things that are going on, you know, that happened because of
mm-hmm.
that. But I told Adam, I said, you know, I want people to understand why they can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just that the gun range is being, you know, mean
yeah.
or anything.
Yeah,
we're not
trying to keep it to just us.
I mean,
it got open to the public for a short time, but someone did what they weren't supposed to do. And it got turned in and went to Frankfort, and they shut it right back crackdown club only. So,
and the fact of the matter is, it's not safe right
That's
now.
Right. It's not safe. And that's the number one thing.
Okay.
The safety.
So when you come up, and is the gate closed all the time?
The gate is. The parking lot is open.
Okay.
I did have a chain across, but we weren't getting our services. You know, the trash
right.
wasn't getting, and the port-a-john wasn't getting dumped, so...
I just want to make sure that folks know, just because the chain is not necessarily up or there's not a huge gate there does not mean all of a sudden it's open.
That's right. There is a sign on the yellow gate that goes in to behind the pavilion. It says it's closed, why it's closed, and there are no trespassing.
Well, and by the way, there are people watching. I promise you.
Yeah.
There are video cameras. There is no place that you can be on that property without something watching you.
And it's live.
And it is live. And somebody gets it, you know, that acknowledgement. Saying, hey, somebody's out here.
That's right. I get a notification every time there's a motion out there.
Well, and that, again, you hate that you have to do
that's
that,
right.
But that's also for somebody's safety.
It is. You know, in case something did happen, we have it on record that it happened, how it happened. That way, you know, it could be handled properly.
Right. So. Okay, so again, Jones Keeney, hopefully there is a plan in the works.
There is on Fish and Wildlife. And like I said, people think we're not doing nothing. I'm contacting Fish and Wildlife. I've talked to the commissioner, first district commissioner about it. You know, again, it's a slow process.
Okay, and that's the other thing, too. It is good news that our trailheads are open
mm-hmm.
and that they're active and that people are going, because that means that the more that they're utilized, the more they're going to be kept up.
Yeah, that's correct.
And if you want those areas to become kept up and to become, you know, well... oiled machines,
mm-hmm.
kind of like LBL is mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. The best way to do that is to go use them.
That's right. And support, you know, support the people that are doing it. You might not be a hunter or fisherman, but again, buy your hunting and fishing license to help support this.
Well, and you know what? If they want more action with the gun range, if they want to be involved in the decision making
mm-hmm.
and they want to know what's going on, best thing to do is join, right?
Join, or our meetings are open to the public. Anytime we have a meeting, the general public is welcome to come to voice their opinion.
And that's members or non-members? That
non-members or members, yes. We have it right here at the EOC building, which is the ambulance building here in town, off of 102
Northfield Drive.
Northfield Drive in the conference room.
How often do you have your meetings?
We have them every month, the third Thursday at 6 p.m. Been limited to an hour and a half.
Okay.
But because, like I said, we go over a lot of stuff at our meetings, so they do long.
Look, there is a ton of gun laws and regulations
mm-hmm.
that, and you say, oh, well, I'm just wanting to target. I'm
mm-hmm.
not wanting to, you know, go out and go turkey hunting.
Yep.
I just want to shoot some target.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a whole set of list of laws and regulations that go along with just being able to do that,
yep.
or even what type of things you're shooting.
That's
as
right.
well.
Yeah, because out there, they're only allowing paper targets. That's how it's been for a long time. A lot of people don't look at that sign. We got a new sign to be put up, and it's going right there by where you walk, so people can't say they don't see it. It's, like I said, paper targets only. Can have different type of functions, but again, we fall under a different set of rules because we have insurance and everything else.
Well, and the good news is now, I think we are both in agreement that we're going to give, you know, some updates, and when
yes.
things are happening, we're going to let people know,
like
and
I said,
make sure. And I really do. I think giving those people information
mm-hmm.
and letting people know what's going on is so much better. And I think there was a lot of confusion with
yeah,
Jones
like I said,
Keeney.
Yeah, like I said, they come to our Facebook page. It's everything's posted on there. You know, and that's, like I said, that's Caldwell County Sportsman's Club. If you go there, like I said, everything's posted there.
And by the way, maybe you didn't know, there is one.
Yep. And the events are all posted on the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife website. We have to post them 30 days in advance. That's their rules. We have to follow. So if you go to the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife website and look under events, Caldwell County, because it is Caldwell County, you know it's a Dawson address, and it will have every event that we have at that time.
Well, and here's my thing. If you want to know, go to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions, call and ask.
That's right.
If you want to get involved, get involved.
That's right.
And that's my biggest thing, the reason that I wanted Adam to come in and you know, make this information available to people,
mm-hmm.
make sure that nobody can say, well, I didn't know.
Yep.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. And like I said, our club is transparent. We're not hiding nothing. You know, it's all, like I said, and we're about the community. It's not just the club, because everybody needs a safe place to shoot.
Those kids are doing so
good. Oh, they are.
They are doing so good. We got, thank you so much for working.
We got a great 4-H team this year. Hopefully they'll stick with it, and we'll have many more shooters.
And I've heard the numbers are climbing.
Oh, they are.
You guys got a ton of people interested.
One thing, if I can, we got a few things that are going to go on. June 4th, we're actually having a free trap day for everybody.
Oh.
Anybody can come out there.
Anybody.
Yeah, that's right. You come out there with your shotgun and shells, you can shoot trap for free.
You don't have to be good at it, do you?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Trust me. I'm not good either.
It's been a minute since I've been squirrel hunting now. I'm probably not going to be very good at it.
It's just to go out there, have fun. Shoot safely, have fun. Like I said, that's free, and that's June 4th. That'll be the first Saturday of June, and that's from 9 a.m. I think we're going until 6 p.m. Then June 2nd, between 4 and 8, Taco John's is doing a fundraiser for us. Hopefully people come out and support us there. And then we got on June 18th, we're having a pancake breakfast.
Mm.
And that's the day before Father's Day.
Oh.
Plus, we're having the silent auction. And what this is, because, again, Fish and Wildlife has limited, even the club, to shotgun and archery only. We took on archery last year for the first time. And we're going with the ASA-style 3D shoots. And them targets are not cheap.
Okay.
And we already bought half the range. We pick them up at the end of June. So these fundraisers are helping to buy even more stuff and support the club even more. Because, again, more
out there. But that opens it up to what is available to folks.
Yeah, that's right. And archery is growing again. We got a lot of archery shooters here in Kiowa County. Most of them travel an hour and a half to 3 hours to go shoot. We're bringing it back home.
That's just bringing another option in Caldwell.
That's right.
And that's a good thing. Remind us your meeting times.
All right. Meeting time is the third Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. And like I said, it's at the EOC at 102 Northfield Drive.
How do we get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me either by phone or email. The phone number is 270-625-4793.
Look, if you got questions, ask him.
That's
I can
right.
tell you this is not the last time he's going to come in, hopefully. We're going to keep you updated. We're going to bring him back in. We're going to talk more about the events coming up and how you can help. But if you got questions, call and ask
him. Right.
If you got concerns, go to the meetings.
That's right.
Get involved.
That's right. Get involved. You can look up Pat Haas. Like I said, he's the local biologist. He's out of Murray, Kentucky. And call, because the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
There you go.
And
we got to squeak a little, right?
That's right.
A lot.
We're getting ready to start putting out a petition and everything, because we want everybody to sign it to get the Fish and Wildlife to speed up the process.